Hello and welcome to the Monday, December 10th, 2012 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We have been hearing for a while now about various instances where mobile malware was used in order to intercept two-factor authentication. For the first time now, however, I think we have some decent write-up that also gives some details about the damage caused by this kind of malware. Banks in Germany reported losing 36 million euro, which I believe is around 40 million dollars right now, to just this kind of malware. Now, in Europe, two-factor authentication is quite common. So what this particular malware did, and apparently it was a variant of SUSE, it first infected the PC of the victim. Now, once the user then went to the bank to log in, the malware intercepted that request and told the victim that the online banking software on the mobile phone needs updating. And that's where the Trojan then was installed on the mobile phone. With that, the attacker was able to intercept the one-time password that was sent via SMS to the user. So now the attacker had free access to the victim's bank account and was able to transfer money. Apparently about 30,000 customers fell for this particular scheme, and between 500 and 250,000 euros were transmitted in individual transactions. The other interesting part here is that it wasn't just Android that was infected by this particular Trojan, but BlackBerry was actually vulnerable as well and significantly increased the reach of this particular malware, in particular to business accounts, which of course tend to carry larger balances. In my opinion, overall, these soft tokens on the cell phone, they do provide a significant improvement over just using a username and password. But for critical accounts like online banking, you probably want to use a good old-fashioned hard token. Now, you could also use a non-smartphone and just receive the SMS messages that way, and that probably would work too, because for these non-smartphones or feature phones, there's typically no malware available. iOS or the iPhone has been rather resilient up to this point, as long as you don't jailbreak it. However, once you jailbreak the iPhone, there's plenty of malware around. Apparently, even the SSH backdoor that exists in a lot of older jailbroken iPhones is still actively being exploited by the Rickrolling Trojan, if you remember that. And then remember Patch Tuesdays coming up. An interesting comment about the patches from Qualys. Qualys notes that the Word vulnerability is actually rated critical, which is somewhat unusual. Now, we usually rate Office vulnerabilities critical on the client side in our ISC rating, but Microsoft usually does not rate Word vulnerabilities as critical if they require that you actually have to open a document. So if there is some form of user interaction required. So this may mean that in this particular case, you don't even have to open the document, that you're exposed just by receiving the document in Outlook, for example, and just opening the email without explicitly opening the attachment. Then we got an interesting write-up about the Skynet Trojan on the Rapid7 blog. One feature they focus in their write-up on is the use of Tor. Now, Tor is kind of an obvious almost way to control a botnet. However, one of the problems is that with Tor, some networks do block access from Tor exit nodes. Now, what this version of Skynet does is that it totally runs inside Tor. So the command and control server is run as a Tor service and the client runs within Tor. So exit nodes are actually never really used, which makes this entire scheme a bit more resilient and more stealthy. You should, however, still be able to detect Tor traffic on your network, so that's something you may want to take a look at. Tor always had sort of these two phases. It does provide some really valid and important anonymity service for a lot of people, but then again, it has been used for a number of criminal activities as well. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.